This is STPB News. Good evening to you. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Department of Education is in the second year of a statewide mentoring program. Education officials say it's designed to bolster teacher recruitment and retention. $1.25 million is set aside to administer the initiative for this school year. Mary Stodick-Smith with the Department of Education says more than 350 new teachers are a part of the program.
The mentoring program pairs up first-year teachers with veteran teachers across the state, and they meet a certain number of times throughout the year. Some of those meetings are face-to-face meetings because we all know the value of face-to-face, but they're also able to use technology, you know, whether that's a Skype or they just get on the phone, whatever it might be, they have that as an option.
Stodick-Smith says about 280 veteran teachers provide guidance and support to those entering the profession. The effort came about after the Blue Ribbon Education Package was signed last year. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration in South Dakota plans to add another inspector after its first year of operation. The new hire is needed to handle the high volume of inspections. The office conducted more than 100 inspections in the last fiscal year. OSHA Area Director Sheila Stanley says that's a significant number for a relatively new crew. The Argus Leader reports 74% of inspections involve the construction industry. Four out of five OSHA inspections resulted in citations for violations considered serious, willful, or repeated. Most incidents involved falls or amputations. High school champions were crowned in three sports over the weekend. Girls soccer victors were West Central and Pierre. T Area and Sioux Falls Lincoln won boys soccer titles. Lincoln High's Patriots also won the girls state tennis championship. State softball saw Sioux Falls O'Gorman win the Class A tourney. West Central won the Class B tourney. Event photos and full results at stpb.org. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening.